So it has been a couple of months since I talked about the difficulties Lil Nas X has been having with his career over the last couple of years. Basically, he had come out of nowhere, created one of the biggest songs of all time with Old Town Road.
He paid $30 for the beat and released the track independently on SoundCloud.
Then I find this beat on YouTube, which is the Old Town Road beat by this guy named Young Keo. And I made this song. It was like a lonely cowboy running away from everything. And Old Town Road is like this path of success, and like, you know, we want to keep continue on this.
And he followed that up with hit after hit after hit. But every time something was blowing up, he was also wrapped up in massive controversy to promote said song or project.
So what would you call what you do? Trolling, marketing, what is it?
It's all of it. It's all of it. It's trolling, it's marketing. It works. Anybody that's pissed off are the exact people that need to be pissed off, you know?
And when that is the strategy you are using to get attention...
This is about much more than shoes. Mr. Nas X, are you gay?
Eventually it becomes less and less shocking over time, you lose that shock value, and eventually no one cares about the dude screaming for attention in the corner with all his gimmicks. Like, you can only play with religion and the devil so many times before it's burnt all the way out. And that is what happened when he released his single J. Christ at the top of 2024, in anticipation for a major album rollout, and it totally flopped on its face and pissed off even his most casual fan.
And then, you know, on top of that, like, seeing, like, actual fans, like, turn and say, like, whoa, why is he doing this? Why is he keep messing with these people?
But I also didn't mean to, like, mock. This wasn't like a, fuck you to you people, fuck you to the Christians. Like, you know, it was not that.
So then the label essentially did not want to play with him anymore. His name in the entertainment industry was really cooling off. And then he started having all these identity issues because his own self-value seemed deeply rooted in both fame and online clout.
You know, bleep it out with my haters. I'm gonna have fun. I'm gonna do me. I'm gonna go outside. I deserve to be out here. I deserve the right to exist. Connected with something higher, and I felt like I was just having fun, and I want to get back to that and not just like, oh, I'm gonna teach my haters a lesson.
And overall, after watching hours of interviews with him at various points in his career, I personally think that this guy was getting in too deep with the dark arts. You know, maybe some of that cocaina, because he really seemed wired the hell up towards the end of 2023. Now combine this with the fact that he couldn't even meme or troll his way into virality like he was so accustomed to at the beginning of his career, and things only got darker for him. He half released this EP days before Dream Boy, which was supposed to kind of like test the waters for the hype around his new upcoming album Dream Boy, and I thought it actually had some catchy songs, but it flopped as well, and it was also clear that the label cut his budget based on these music videos. And so he stopped promoting this Dream Boy project altogether, the guy got off social media, and once again his fans started wondering what the hell was going on.
Hey guys, don't look at my furnitureless house, but I want to say, because I don't want you guys to feel like I'm being flaky and very, very all over the place, but I was for a long time, you know? These last few years were pretty difficult for me. They have been pretty difficult for me, and I'm just now like arriving to this place of feeling confidence. And most of all, I really want to make sure I have fun this time around. I don't think I got to have as much fun during the Montero era because I was more overly focused on, I don't know, making sure the songs did well. And that's what the fucking Dream Boy era is gonna be. We are fucking coming. Months arise, we are fucking coming. I have the fucking songs. I have the fucking music. I have the fucking vision. You guys need to sit patiently. You've waited this far, we waited this long. Let's fucking keep going.
Yeah, like even there, bro seemed geeked the fuck up to me. And that was all the way back in February. In April, he would actually lose control over half of his face, sending him to the hospital.
This is me doing a full smile right now, by the way. It's like... It's like, what the fuck? Bro, I can't even laugh right, bro. What the fuck?
And over the last couple of days in particular, he had returned to the internet after months of radio silence. He basically started posting a bunch of cryptic things to his Instagram page, now referring to himself as Queen Madeline, and posting photos of what appears to be an empty Airbnb or rental property, where he has some random belongings and artwork just laying around. Honestly, the kind of vibes like he got kicked out of his house and he just grabbed what he could and threw it in his car, and basically took it with him to this Airbnb. I mean, just look at the guy's computer and his music setup. It was really on some struggle rapper shit. He also posted a very strange photo where he says, "Oh no, she's gone mad. Crazy, I tell you." And then he just started straight up releasing what appears to be singles from his new album, something I'm sure his record label would not be a fan of. It's almost like a little kid rebelling, I would think. And that is not the first time that he had done this, by the way, releasing music without telling the label, after they've obviously been at odds for quite some time. And he also posted this very strange video as well.
I want to live. I want to
Now this would all lead to his total crash out, like I'm talking about the dude went total fussy, allegedly ODing, and then he was apparently out in the streets of LA in whitey tighties and white cowboy boots, rambling like a homeless person you would see downtown.
We'll be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Nah. Go ahead, babe. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Somebody's gonna have to pay for that. I am serving you, and you better be at that party tonight.
Now this would continue for quite some time as he would strut around the street humming that same weird tune and pretty much acting like he was given a full-fledged performance.
That's gonna be a beautiful sunrise. Give me that phone so I can throw it. I want to throw it far away so you never see it again. Don't miss the party tonight. Why are you still here? You need to be telling everybody about the party, girl. What's your problem?
I mean, he was like on some GTA NPC shit. And when I first saw this, the first place my mind went was album rollout, outrage promo. I mean, given this guy's tracked record, could you really blame me? After all, it is kinda strange that out in the streets of LA, on Ventura Boulevard, regardless of the time, which it was 4 a.m, that only him and this person who happened to be around to film him were present out there. You don't see any other cars or buses or other people walking around. And the whole thing just really seemed fishy to me. I mean, could this all be a humiliation ritual? It is quite possible. But regardless of my opinion, the story is that multiple people reported a man walking in the streets of Studio City naked, and that he was still doing this when the police showed up, and that he apparently even had problems with them, allegedly catching a battery charge for assaulting an officer, and had to be sedated before they arrested him and apparently took him to the hospital in fear of a possible overdose. And I actually did look up the actual arrest records, and I did find him under a misdemeanor with all of his correct information, so it appears he did legitimately get charges. And TMZ has even reported that he has been taken to jail where he currently resides at least until Monday, but there hasn't been a mugshot or anything like that. And I will say, with the report that he apparently punched a police officer, he's very lucky that this didn't have a different ending than him just ending up in jail, because we have seen that type of situation go left quickly time and time again. Now, we don't really know what's truly going on here. I'm guessing some sort of drug-induced psychosis, possibly, as there have been rumors that this guy is running out of money due to his drug issues. I mean, just look at where this guy was staying. Like, he should have at least $30 million in his bank account right now when he's crashing out in an Airbnb. And it's beyond obvious the label doesn't want anything to do with him for over a year, likely leaving him unable to release music the way that he wants. And after this, I wouldn't be surprised if he gets dropped altogether. And I'm gonna tell you guys, if he thought it was ugly before just being at odds with the label, like without the power of that machine, it's going to be a lot worse for him. To me, it's all a good lesson that losing your mind, your soul, and your light just to be famous and play with celebrities and money will never be worth the price you eventually have to pay. And I really just think that the music industry chewed this dude up and spit him out. And it's very sad because early on, you can really see that light in his eyes, that excitement of your dream coming true. And now for the last couple of years, it's really been totally gone. But either way, I want to know what you guys think about this situation down below. Do you think it's all for the gimmick? I mean, after I saw the police report, I started thinking, damn, like this guy either really wants to push the envelope at this point to try to become relevant again, or he's having some sort of serious issue. Maybe the truth is somewhere in between. Either way, I do want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other falling off artists out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace.